My name is Mary Jo Robinson, and I'm conducting an interview with a Syracuse Engagement Scholar. Could you tell us your name and where you're from?
Yeah, hi, Mary Jo. My name is Kathleen Kogel, and I am from Syracuse, New York, and I've lived here my whole life.
Okay, awesome. So could you tell us what it means to you to be a publicly engaged scholar?
Yes. Being a publicly engaged scholar means to me to always be viewing my work through the lens of how it might impact and benefit my community where I've lived my whole life, where I was raised and where I was educated.
Okay, great. Could you tell us what your area of study is currently?
I am a non-matriculated graduate student. My engagement year coursework has mainly been in the School of Public Health, where I have studied the field of addiction, social science research, and Native American public health.
Great. So could you tell us what has motivated you to study those areas?
Sure. I am motivated to study these areas because I'm concerned about the rise of the need for substance abuse treatment, especially in the older adult population. There has been an increase in the last few years, especially in opiate addiction due to prescription pain medications being prescribed to the older adults. That population of people, as we go into the baby boomer generation, that group of people is going to expand, and their need for addiction treatment is going to increase pretty soon. So that's one thing that I'm concerned about. Also, being a native of Syracuse, New York, there's always been a connection for me with the Onondaga Nation. The Onondaga Nation is one of the tribes of the Six Nations of the Haudenosaunee. And so I'm very interested in studying Native American culture and seeking more knowledge about the problem of addiction and substance abuse on the Native population.
That's great. So that's in Falk College that you have been studying, correct?
Yeah, public health school is in Falk College.
Okay, so how does the ethos in that school support your engagement work?
Very well, because the public health department at SU, there is a unique opportunity for Native American studies. They recently developed a Native American studies minor at the school. The department is staffed by faculty who are actually Onondaga Nation members themselves, and they are also experts and scholars in the studies about their own people and about the social issues and solutions to those social issues on their people. And as a member of the Syracuse community, it's been important to me to be privileged to sit in those courses taught by Onondagas themselves, who have sought in their own scholarship to help their own people. So in that way, the public health department has really supported my studies.
Okay, that's great. Could you tell us where you're working now?
Sure. I am currently volunteering in two places. I'm volunteering at Contact Community Services, which is where I work as a confidential telephone counselor. And I also am working with the Ida Benderson Senior Action Group, which is a group of senior citizens in Syracuse and the surrounding areas who are trying to remain in community with each other and keep public focus on issues that impact seniors in their socioeconomic group, and trying to keep it at the forefront politically and in the social service arena, particularly with the government of Syracuse.
Okay. So how has your work as an engaged scholar impacted you personally?
It has impacted me quite a lot, personally. I have a better understanding now of the idea of reciprocity in community work. Prior to this, I really had only understood the idea of volunteerism and philanthropy. And going into the Engagement Scholar Program, at first I had trouble separating the idea of volunteerism and the idea of engaged scholarship and civic engagement. With the help of my mentors here at Imagining America and through the experiences that I've had in my classwork and in my work in the community, I've come to understand that the distinction between volunteerism and philanthropy and public scholarship is this concept of reciprocity. Mm-hmm. Public engagement means that both parties are equal stakeholders in the projects and in the community actions that they undertake together. The education and the knowledge of both parties, both the engaged scholar and the community in which they work, is shared. Mm-hmm. And through that reciprocity, something new can be created that wasn't there before. Mm-hmm. Volunteerism is different from that. And so both the engaged scholar and the larger community are energized and mobilized to create new visions, new strategies, and to become ready for change and action together.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what are your next steps?
My next steps are to seek employment in my community. I am particularly interested in working in the field of spiritual care in a medical setting. And very luckily, we have a huge medical community here, several hospitals and all different kinds of levels of care where I can seek work that meets my current level of education and my current credentials. And I am planning on entering the Citizens Academy program. The Citizens Academy program is a collaboration between Syracuse University and Onondaga County, and their mission is to create an interactive educational program informing citizens about how local government is organized, how funding happens, and how the delivery of services to constituents can be improved to encourage citizen involvement in our community at the political and legislative level.
Do you have anything else to add, or is there something that I didn't ask you about that you would like to share?
Mm-hmm. I would say that this engagement year has been a very important time for me in my life. I am a non-traditional student. I came back to the university at the age of 45 to finish my undergraduate degree, and I really had no idea that an organization like Imagining America existed. I was given the opportunity to apply in my senior year, and I am the only non-traditional student that Imagining America has offered this opportunity to in all the years that it's been in place. So I feel like I'm in a unique position as an older student with a lot of life experience and about to change careers, make transitions in my life. And I'm hoping to encourage my fellow non-traditional students that there is a growing population of student body at this university who are people coming back to school or people who are returning to school after experience in the military or after being moved out of a previous career, who I think would benefit greatly from the opportunity of becoming civically engaged, because if you live here, as I have my whole life, and if you have, if you are paying attention, you see that you are already civically engaged, and it's very nice to have it supported at an academic level and be able to synthesize all of your experiences with your scholarship, with your the achievements and with the knowledge that you have access to through the university in order to make something greater and to have more of an impact as a citizen on my community, which I love.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.